This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Israeli official said on Monday Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dissolved his six-member war cabinet. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The widely expected move comes after centrist former General Benny Gantz left the emergency government. Netanyahu is now expected to hold consultations about the Gaza war with a small group of ministers, including Defense Minister Yoav Gallant and Strategic Affairs Minister Ron Dermer, who had been in the war cabinet. The forum was formed after Gantz joined Netanyahu in a national unity government at the start of the war in October. Gantz and another member of the war cabinet, Gadi Eisenkot, both left the government last week over what they said was Netanyahu's failure to form a strategy for the Gaza war.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. U.S. and British forces have carried out at least six airstrikes on Yemen's Hodeidah International Airport and four strikes on an island near the port off a Red Sea, the main television news outlet run by Yemen's Houthi movement said on Monday. The Houthis, who control Yemen's capital and most populous areas, have attacked international shipping in the Red Sea since November in solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. In that time, they have sunk one ship, seized another vessel, and killed three sailors in separate attacks. Muslims performing the annual Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia enjoyed a bout of quick rainfall on Monday as they cooled down from the hot weather, amidst reports of at least six Jordanian deaths related to the heat on Saturday. 14 Jordanians have been reported dead during Hajj, some of them due to heat stroke, while 17 others were reported missing, the Jordan Foreign Ministry said in a statement on Sunday.